USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to pass President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer dismisses criticism that the bill is a Democrat wish list.
75% of the American people want this. 55% of the Republicans want it. And, you know, we'll have a job in the next few weeks. Joe Biden, our caucus, the House, letting the American people know all the important parts of this bill. But this is what they asked for, plain and simple.
The vote was on party lines. The House should pass the revised bill sometime next week. The Biden administration is lifting the COVID-19 capacity cap in shelters that house migrant children at the border. They're trying to handle the surge of illegal immigration at the southern border with Mexico. Many of the children coming across are unaccompanied minors. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
On the final day of his visit to Iraq, Pope Francis has prayed for those killed in Iraq's wars against the haunting backdrop of the ruins of 4 demolished churches in the northern city of Mosul.
Grazie Arcivescovo Najib Michael per le sue parole di benvenuto. Al Signor Hutaiba Aksha per le loro toccanti testimonianze.
Francis inaugurated a memorial to the dead as a white dove was released as a sign of peace. He prayed, "If God is the God of life, for so he is, then it is wrong for us to kill our brothers and sisters in his name." ISIS captured the city in the summer of 2014 and ruled according to its brutal interpretation of the Islamic law. When Iraqi and international forces liberated the city, thousands of citizens were killed in the fighting. The Vatican is hoping to uplift Iraq's Christians despite decades of war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Ohio University has suspended a frat after a hazing incident has left a pledge in critical condition. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
Bowling Green State University has placed its chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha on suspension after a student was hospitalized in an alcohol-related incident. An attorney for the family of 20-year-old Stone Fultz says he is alive while his family works with doctors to donate his organs, and that the hazing incident involved a large amount of alcohol consumed in a short period of time. The university says it's working with law enforcement to investigate the off-campus incident. In a statement, the national chapter of the fraternity said it had a zero-tolerance policy towards hazing of any kind, saying the incident left officials horrified and outraged. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Attorneys for former President Trump have sent cease and desist letters to the Republican National Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee, which raise money and shape messaging for the midterm elections and beyond. All three committees have referenced Trump in recent emails asking for donations to increase their coffers as they work to win back control of Congress in midterm elections. On Friday, the RNC sent two fundraising emails asking those who consider themselves President Trump's most loyal supporters to virtually sign the official Trump thank you card. Politico also noted that Trump has been angry that those groups have used his name to support Republicans who voted to impeach him earlier this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.